USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The hunt is on for a Texas Capitol murderer inmate who escaped while being transported this week. Police say Gonzalo Lopez managed to get out of his restraints and stab a bus driver, then took off somewhere near the town of Centerville, about 2 hours north of Austin. Residents have been warned to stay indoors.
We're locked and loaded. I mean, that's who we are. I mean, we protect our neighbors.
It's just crazy. Everybody's pretty much armed and ready to go.
Lopez was convicted of killing a man with a pickaxe. Russia's deputy foreign minister says Moscow will take adequate measures if NATO deploys nuclear forces closer to the Russian border. President Biden said he had a good conversation with the leaders of Finland and Sweden about security following the Russian invasion of Ukraine and their possible invitation to join NATO. USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
The U.S. Postal Service is holding a food drive to stamp out hunger today. This is the 30th year in a row the postal workers have collected food donations that go to local churches, food banks, and food pantries. They need non-perishable food items. They can't take items in glass containers, homemade items, and expired food. The USPS saying to place a donation in a bag and leave it by your mailbox for pickup. A huge pro-abortion rights rally is set for the National Mall in Washington, D.C. this weekend. An estimated 17,000 people are expected to turn out for Saturday's rally to protest the possible overturning of the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision. An illegally leaked draft opinion from the nation's highest court suggested Roe v. Wade may be overturned. The event will begin around the Washington Monument and move to the Supreme Court building later in the afternoon before ending at the Capitol. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Pro-abortion activists have been gathering outside the homes of the six conservative Supreme Court justices in the wake of a draft opinion illegally leaking to the press, which could overturn Roe v. Wade. That illegally leaked opinion indicates the justices will uphold Mississippi's abortion ban 15 weeks into a pregnancy. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas criticizes the protests and the actions taken in today's era of political back and forth.
You would never visit Supreme Court Justice houses when things didn't go our way. We didn't throw temper tantrum. I think it is incumbent on us to always act appropriately.
Uber Eats is set to test food delivery with robots. The company will be launching two test programs to deliver Uber Eats in the Los Angeles area later this month. The tests will include four-wheeled robots that take sidewalks for shorter trips, as well as self-driving cars meant for longer distances. Starting Monday in parts of Los Angeles, customers will have the choice to have their food brought to them by one of the robots instead of human delivery. An Uber official saying robot deliveries will make up a very small number of the company's deliveries in the near future. NASCAR drivers setting up shop at the Kansas Speedway for the Advent Health 400. Green flag drops Sunday just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.